Tonight, Tim Mascara is going to be breaking the bread of preaching the Word of God to us tonight. Some of you may not know Tim, so just to introduce him briefly, he is one of our youth interns here. He's currently going to Reformed Seminary, is in his second semester of his second year, and please pray for him because he actually has me as a professor for a class, and so his life is in my hands, so it's kind of fun. Anyway, but do be praying for him. Same's for Sean, actually, this semester. Boy, it's really a blast. But anyway, but he's going through seminary. He's looking forward to being ordained and a pastor somewhere out there in the world sometime after that. He comes from Cincinnati, Ohio, and he and Amanda just got married recently, so I know some of you were in on that, and that was a really pretty cool thing. And so we're just really blessed, though, to have you here tonight. First of all, here, period, with our church, Tim. It's really been great to get to know both of you and work with our youth ministry, and I know Sean's very happy about that, and Suzanne, too. And who are you rooting for tonight?
We won't get into that.
We won't get into that. Okay. Anyway.
Sean said something on, and I don't want to mess up.
Gotcha. Yes. Sean made a real precedent a few weeks ago, didn't he? Anyway, Tim, we really look forward to hearing the Word of God from you. Thank you.
Well, as he said, my name is Tim Mascara. If you have children in the youth ministry, they know me as New Tim. So either of those names work. If you see me around, say hi. Let's start off in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you and glorify you for your greatness. Lord, I ask that as we break open your bread, that I would decrease and that you would increase, Lord. God, I pray that in this mess I've put together, I pray that your Holy Spirit would capture our hearts and we would be moved closer to you, Lord. Thank you. I ask all these things in your precious name. Amen. You know, I love the Psalms. They are just amazing. Most of the time, we can often relate to what they have to say. For me, though, it's more about how they challenge who we are as people, as Christians. Take Psalms 119, for example. That's not my psalm this evening. 42 is what we're going to be working through, but Psalms 119 is my favorite psalm, probably my favorite chapter in the whole Bible. Good Reformed guy, I know I should say Romans, but Psalms 119 is just incredible about how it challenges how we view the Word of God. David wrote the psalm, and he only had the first five books of the Bible, and yet he writes a whole psalm on how he meditates on it, and he thinks about it, and it moves him. And it challenges me, where am I with the Word of God? Do I just go through it? Do I just teach it? And the whole Psalms is full of stuff like that. 42 is what teaches us how we should view trials, how we should view depression, how we should view the troubles that happen in our life. And as we work through 42, I want to keep a certain illustration in the back of your minds. A ship, an anchor, and the sea. We can be referred to as the ship, and the sea is life. And as Christians, our anchor resides in Christ. Now, due to time, I want us to focus on three of the main verses. I call them anchor verses because as the psalmist moves through the psalm, he's always looking back to the anchor. Verses 1, 5, and 11. And a side note is 43 is often thought to be a continuation of 42. And in 43:5, you see again, he looks back to the anchor. As Christians, our anchors, if you will, are cast into a strong foundation. God, Christ. And he's often referred to in the Psalms and in other places, and wisely done, our rock, our refuge, our hiding place, our cleft. So to think of him as our anchor is, it's okay to do. And as storms approach us in life, we have to know who our anchor is and where it resides in God. See, certain storms will toss us for a loop. Job loss, miscarriage, death, divorce, depression, worry, fear. All these things will begin to well up around us, and we'll get lost in the emotion of the circumstance. We all can relate to something. We see the waves, and often we feel them beating against us. And there are three things in this psalm that specifically the psalmist deals with, and we all can relate to. But first, I want to draw our attention to the very first verse, so vividly captured here by the psalmist. As the deer pants for water, so pants my soul for you, O God. You can see the deer running from the hunter and panting for water, just like I'm thirsty. Better yet, Animal Planet. They have these shows on Animal Planet. I guess it's the animal version of Cops. They go and rescue the animals that were being deprived and neglected by their owners. And the officer gets some water and puts it down in front of the animal. And you can just see how thirsty they are for the life-giving water and how it replenishes them. That's where the psalmist begins. Before he gets into his sorrows, before he gets into his depression, his despair, he looks to the anchor. And he starts off, I thirst for you, God. I thirst for my life giver.